T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
What's up? Man. As the lights fade from the screen, it's the famous final scene. Man, I'm good. I should be able to sing. Not no mo. Cancer, man. Jacked up my whole. My last day at 9 o'clock. Starting Monday, bringing it, 5:30 a.m. Man. 5:30 a.m. with my brother, Larry. Today's the last day I get to sleep in. Last day. Yep. Slept in at 4:30 a.m. Actually, 4:27 a.m. this morning. Slept in. I'm trying to figure. So generally, I get up at about 4:20, downstairs by 4:30. I make French press coffee, as if you care. And then I start drinking the coffee and going through the media. Seriously, I probably look at, 200 different, flying through them, of course. Emails, periodicals, newspapers, television, radio, bam, 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 bam. And then I post it, I'll text people. And that runs until about 6 a.m. And then I go downstairs and work out till about 7:30. That's why I look like this. Bam! It's just 4:30. I slept in today. Anyone get up earlier? Come on. Anyone? Anyone? What time do you get up? People don't believe I get up at 4:30. Call my wife. Ask her. And here's what's ridiculous. I have now become my dad. You remember growing up and your dad did stuff? Like your dad got up at 5 a.m. You're like, damn, something's up with dad. Man, I think I heard dad making noise at 5 a.m. What's that man's crazy. Remember that? Now that's me. You remember growing up when your dad did like crazy stuff? Like my father came home one time, and our rooms were a mess, so my father threw all of our clothes out the window. It's the truth. He threw them out the window. He snapped. Snapped! That's me. Snap, man. Then an hour back, and then an hour later, hey, kids, love you. You know, we're cool, right? We're cool. That's me. Growing up, my dad, he had this, Steve Mazza, 4:15. All right. He did it on purpose, trying to beat me. But I think I'm going to have to get up at 3:45. What time do you get up? What time do you get up? I'm serious. 866-391-1020. I want to know, what time do you get up? Then my father, he had this chair, recliner, and he would come home from work, and he would get in the recliner, and then he would put something like news on that we hated watching news. Ironic, isn't it? It's my entire life now. And then he'd have the news on and he'd fall asleep, right? So then I would go over. I was designated remote thief, and I would try to get the remote out of his hands. Remember, he's snoring, man. Snoring. Snory nory. And as I pulled the remote from his hands, he would wake up. Hey! Hey! Put that news back on. That's now me. I walk like them. I got those little hairs growing out of my ears now. Yeah. Sometimes I look in the mirror and say, Dad, you're here, brother. Chief Harbin, 3:30 a.m. Chief Harbin. Man, if he texts me at 3:30 in the morning, that might be the right time for me to get up. Starting Monday. My dad, my brother Chris said, my father just threw my clothes out, just mine. I was the punk. I was the future felon in the family. There is no question about it. My brother was the youngest, the best looking, and everyone loved him. Everybody thought I was headed to federal prison. Everybody thought he was headed to the White House. Same in my house. Vince does nothing wrong, ever. The youngest, the cutest, my brother Chris. It's a cross I have to bear my entire life. Starts Monday, folks. Get up early with us, me and King Larry. Larry Legend, I like to call him. You show us everything you got. You keep on dancing and the room gets hot. You drive us wild, we'll drive you crazy. Kiss. You say you wanna go for a spin. Why am I playing Kiss? The party's just begun, we're letting you in. You drive us wild, we'll drive you crazy. Why? Why am I playing Kiss? Anyone? Anyone, come on, I'll give you a minute. 866-301-1020. What does Gene Simmons have to do with what's happening in the news this morning? 866-301-1020. It's a little pop quiz. Yins don't know. Yins don't know nothing. I've had that said to me to my face 100 times. Yins don't know nothing. Anyone? 866-301-1020. What does Gene Simmons have to do with the news this morning? 866-301-1020. News
of the bizarre.
Anyone? All right. I saw a headline. This is what gives me a bit of a rash about news. I saw a headline this morning on KDKA-TV. Okay. Which is where we're getting. Not picking on them. Love them. Why wouldn't I? And it said, community on edge. It said, community on edge. Does he know? Does Bruce know? Bruce.
Yeah, I mean, how you doing, Marty?
What's up, brother?
None. Before I left, I was catching a PPLO. They were talking about a white snake that was like 5 foot long that was escaped, and his name was Gene Simmons.
Exactly. My man. Hey, Bruce, do you know anything about pythons?
I had a couple in my day, yeah.
All right. So we scare the hell out of the entire city. We say the community's on edge. This is a small python. Bruce, is Gene Simmons of danger to anyone in that town? There's no
maybe,
way.
Maybe a cat. That's about it. Or like a stray cat or something like that. But other than that, no.
There's no way.
No, sir.
It's not poisonous.
Nope.
So it's not venomous. It can't bite you. Tell folks how they kill their prey.
Pretty much just grab them up, constrict them, suffocate them, and then whenever they die, they swallow them whole, head first.
Exactly. And this is a small python.
Yeah, like 5 foot long, I believe.
So a small python ain't going to have, it's going to have a lot of problem trying to even swallow a cat. Is it not, sir?
True. Yeah, good point.
So I'm so glad you called. So telling the entire town that the whole community's on edge is ridiculous, is it not?
Yeah, I don't know why they would be. That's ridiculous.
Come on, man. Thanks, brother. Now, I love these listeners, and I love these phone calls, because my man laid it out. Not picking on anyone. But so everybody in this market did it. Every station. They show this picture of this python. Right? Right. Play the piece, please. Play the piece.
Well, Lindsay, it still hasn't been found yet, but it seems like every year we have some type of snake issue going on in this area. Some may remember last year when the snake got loose in Frick Park. That still has never been found. But this one is in Duquesne now, and it's a python. And believe it or not, it's actually somebody's pet.
Yeah.
Dan Chandley says that his son was walking in the neighborhood Wednesday afternoon when he collapsed. Since then, the all-white python named Gene Simmons has been missing. One neighbor says he saw everything happen, but went home after the snake slithered off into somebody's yard. Sure. The Chandleys say the snake is harmless, but realize it could scare people and pets, especially with the warm temperatures and neighbors being out more often. The Eastern Area Reptile Society says finding genes...
That's enough. Not picking on anyone, but come on, man. It's okay. We're going to live. Come on, man. The python's name is Gene Simmons, which makes the story even better. But just take a little advice from our guru who called in. I got to thank him. The python kills its prey by constricting. In other words, I'm swallowing yins. Ain't swallowing no kid. Ain't swallowing no dog. Ain't swallowing no mailman. Ain't swallowing nothing. Maybe a mouse. So maybe... we're going to be okay. So the headline that Duquesne is on edge. Spare me. Please spare me. Please. It's horrifying sometimes. The reality of the life that we live in and the pain and the anguish and the horrible environment where kids grow up. It's hard to imagine. This incident out of the rocks shakes me to the core. I thought I'd seen everything twice, and then this happened. Man. This grandmother, we talked about this when this first happened. We got a tip that this 10-month-old baby had overdosed on fentanyl. And then when you hear a talk show host say that, you think, nah, he's full of it. No, it happened. Saved by first responders with a Narcan. It's unfathomable. This happened right in the rocks, and the folks in that neighborhood on that street say it's a notorious drug house. Why the hell is the notorious drug house still notorious? You know, I always use this, and folks use this against me, and I do the if this were Mount Lebanon. And I'm not saying we live in Oz. I'm not saying it's Wonderland. I'm saying we wouldn't jack with that. We would snap. We would snap. So the grandmother... who's a drug addict, is arrested. Fine. Ag assault, endangering the welfare of a child, possession of a controlled substance, and possession of drugs and paraphernalia. That's fine. So grandma is babysitting the kids in the rocks, three of them, which makes the story even more gut-wrenching. And so why this house is still a drug house. When the entire neighborhood knows a house is a drug house, why is it still a drug house? See, we have local cops, we have county cops, we have state cops, we have the feds. What the hell are they doing? No, really. Help me with that. How's that happen? So this 10-month-old overdoses. Can you imagine? It's hard to imagine, is it not? On fentanyl. Grandma's arrested. But she's so bad, Grandma. I think of my grandparents, Delia Griffin. 'Tis a fine day, lad, from Ireland. And my Grandma Coda, Italian to the core, and how much they loved us. They would have died for us, man. They would not have tried to kill us with drugs. How the world has changed. So, when the report comes in that the baby's overdosed, Does grandma try to save the baby's life? Hell no. This is a fact. Grandma runs from the scene. Runs. She's high. Runs from the scene. The first responders save the baby's life. Then they test. There's two other kids in the house. By the way, think about this. If grandma runs from the scene high, can you imagine mom's condition? Can you imagine where the hell dad is? No, really. The horror of the existence in the lives of children in America. This is horror. Forget the movies. Forget it. Forget Afghanistan. Forget what you're seeing in anywhere, any country, Soviet Union. Doesn't matter, man. This is horror. Grandma runs from the scene. They save the 10-month-old. How the hell does a baby end up almost dead on fentanyl? Because it's around the house. And they find it and they put stuff in their mouths. It gets worse. There are two other kids in the house. No, think about this. Without crying, punching a wall. The two other kids in the house, a 9-year-old and a 3-year-old, tested positive for drugs. What? No, really. Tested positive for drugs. One home in the rocks. One kid in the rocks. One woman in the rocks. Runs from the scene. So, 10-year-old overdose on fentanyl. 9-year-old girl tested positive for cocaine metabolites. Traces of cocaine. Nine-year-old girl. And a 3-year-old boy tested positive for cocaine and fentanyl. So we have a drug addict grandmother who runs from the scene. We have a mom who neighbors say has been in the past passed out on the sidewalk, passed out from fentanyl. And we have 3 kids, all of them test for drugs. 10-month-old, 3-year-old, 9-year-old. You can call them all bad people. You can. You can say throw them all in jail, and we can. But as this plays out, what do you have left behind? 3 children. Living in a blender of hell. On the road to perdition. Who don't have any idea which way is up. All they know is that they love their mother. And they love their grandmother. And that they're high. So for a 10-month-old, a 3-year-old, and a 9-year-old to have drugs in their system, that means that there are drugs all over that house. Residue, bags, needles, spoons. And this is the life that they live. They didn't choose it, man. You think they chose that life? And here's what makes it horrifying. Every single neighbor in that community, on that street, knows this is a drug den, knows this is a drug house, and knows it has been that way for several years. So, after we arrest mom, dad, and grandma and take possession of the 3 kids and try and save their lives, don't members of that community and political leaders, alleged, and law enforcement folks, alleged, county, local, state, federal, what the hell they've been doing? Why is that house a place where everyone knows to buy drugs? Why? What happens to us? Because when the system breaks down, it's up to us to fill the gap. And according to neighbors, we didn't do squat. Wow. My boy Billy just sent me pictures of mom and 2 of the babies. On her Facebook page, it says Serenity. I'm not going to post it. I don't want to identify the babies. I don't want folks seeing that, but I appreciate it, Billy. But what it does, Billy, is it brings home the magnitude of this. if I told you, if I told you, anyone, hey, I know a woman that lives in a house in the Rocks, and I know for a fact if you drug test her three kids, 10-month-old, 3-year-old, and 9-year-old, they all have drugs in their system, you would say you're full of crap. I would never have believed it unless I heard this morning. And look, we can blame mom because mom is to blame. We can blame grandma because grandma is to blame. We can blame dad wherever the hell he is because he is to blame. Fine. What about us? No, really. What about the community in the Rocks? I'm trying to think if, and by the way, we don't live in the damn bubble in Mount Lebanon. I can name right now, three kids overdosed and dead from fentanyl, from perfect homes. I'm just saying, perfect homes. And you think that matters, but it doesn't. Because fentanyl and heroin reach everywhere and into every home. And the truth of the matter is, we can't avoid it. But if it's next door, man, see if that's Dr. Brophy. Thanks, buddy. If it's next door, we got to call for help. And if we're cops, we got to shut it down, man. Is that him? I got to get this. All right. My friend, Dr. Tom Brophy, good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning. How are you, sir?
Thanks for calling on such short notice.
No problem.
So the cops arrest a woman, grandmother. She had three kids in her care. A 10-month-old overdosed on fentanyl. A 3-year-old in the house test positive for fentanyl and cocaine. And so does a 9-year-old. How the hell do babies that young test positive for those drugs in a house? How's that happen, Doc?
You know, it's. I heard about this case on the news, but I don't know a whole lot of the details as far as the investigation goes.
Right.
And unfortunately, as you know, I've taken care of multiple children that have been found to have opioids in their system when they're brought into the emergency department. And, you know, most of the time, it's been accidental ingestions. I mean, I took care of a baby that stumbled upon a methadone tablet and you know, put it in its mouth. There have been other situations where, you know, a caretaker has given an opioid to a child. Now, those situations are rare, but I have personally had two of them in the ER. And both times, you know, it was a reflection of the diseased brain, you know, that happens with addiction. And as addiction progresses in somebody's limbic system, now your limbic system is a very old, ancient part of your brain that is designed to drive you towards the survival mechanism. So basically, food, water, sex, and shelter, the things that keep you alive as far as nourishment, safety, and passing on your genes. But this is the area where opioids are having their strongest effect, and that's what most people don't understand. They look at the behavior of an addict, and they see that especially certain addicts, like opioid addicts, they will forego food, water, sex, shelter, safety. They'll even pick up a needle that they know has hepatitis on it because that drive has overrun their limbic system in a way where, you know, that their brain has evolved to chase that dopamine. And that's the scary thing that happens with substance use is now all of a sudden, you know, they're not doing the things that we normally do as human beings, like, you know, prioritize the care of our loved ones, you know, over our needs. And when that happens, you see tragic events like this. And certainly it's that addiction that has progressed, you know, to the most severe degree. I'm interested to hear, you know, if this was more of like a accidental ingestion type of thing.
Yes, that's what they believe. So there's so much of it around the house. What, Doc, they put things in their mouth and they get residue?
That's part of it. And fentanyl is so incredibly powerful, and it's a synthetic powder that, you know, if they're cutting it and moving it about on a table, and then later a child, you know, scoops their food, you know, off of that table. I mean, these are the type of instances that can be deadly. Often they are.
Dr. Tom Brophy, the best of the best. Tell us the program you work with, sir.
Thanks, sir. I'm currently the medical director of the Geyser Center. We're an inpatient and outpatient treatment facility up in Butler County, and they really do amazing work. I've been the medical director there since last September, and I encourage anybody who needs help to give us a call.
My brother, thank you.
Thank you, sir.
It's hard to hear.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.